You'll never guess, Lee, who was running the country when Joe Biden was president.
I can't imagine.
Now, on the left, this was a conspiracy theory. Of course Joe was running the country. There's nothing wrong with Joe.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's a right-wing conspiracy theory. When you see the words right-wing conspiracy theory, you know it's the truth. If the left-wing media is using it, who was running the country? The most shocking revelation over the weekend from Jake Tapper's book finally began to hit Axios and all the Democrat news, as well as ours. A group that called itself, or was called around D.C., the Politburo. Oh, no, no. Don't laugh yet.
I know.
Don't laugh yet. Wait till you find out who that was. Hunter Biden? Wait. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was running the country. Hunter Biden, a guy, longtime advisor to Joe Biden by the name of Mike Donilon. This is a New York Post. A small, tight-knit group in former President Joe Biden's inner circle was running the White House like a Politburo. You know, like in the USSR.
Yeah, Russia.
Yeah, like that. They were the ultimate decision makers as Biden's health and cognitive function declined. This group, dubbed the Politburo, included Hunter Biden. I'm sorry, President Hunter Biden. President Jill Biden. I didn't see the American people elect her, did you?
No. Not even Democrats voted for them.
No. Mike Donilon, a longtime advisor to Joe Biden, a guy by the name of Steve Ricchetti, and a guy by the name of Bruce Reed. So these are Obama alumni, and they're also long-term advisors to Joe Biden, but the ultimate gatekeepers, Hunter and Jill. Now, this is going to be even more mind-blowing in just a second, but let me read this line from the New York Post over the weekend, because they spent a lot of time on this, and they should have. That Hunter Biden had tremendous power, they write, over his father. This is New York Post. Last Wednesday, we reported on how fresh revelations surrounding the level of control convicted felon Hunter Biden had over his father, Joe Biden, during the last 2 years of the elder Biden's presidency. And they talk about the White House cocaine incidents, why he was always there. He just run things. And at the end, when Joe really needed propping up, I mean, Hunter was sitting there running the actual meetings. As the media told us, none of this was actually going on, except that it was. Okay. Now, let me flip this around. So we know who was running the country. Over the weekend, in an article our site really needs to pay attention to, Miranda Devine at the New York Post is sounding the alarm. The piece is FBI agents covered up Hunter Biden laptop, who covered up Hunter Biden laptop must not get away with it. Think about this a minute. The FBI put Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in the White House by hiding the laptop. Then Hunter and three others run the country with the FBI's protection. Why? Because remember, Joe didn't pardon his boy for years. Well, what is in this article is shocking. Here's what happened. Senator Chuck Grassley last week, there's so much news, we didn't notice this. Senator Chuck Grassley finally forced Kash Patel to turn over an unredacted chat, okay? I don't know what Kash Patel's doing in the FBI, but the original he released covered up for the censors, for Elvis Chan and those who were censoring us all on social media, including those who covered up the laptop was Hunter's, that it wasn't Russian disinformation, and censored Donald Trump, Kayleigh McEnany, and the New York Post. And for some reason, Kash Patel covered for them, Lee, and blacked out part of their chat, right? Senator Grassley went to Patel and went, no, we're not covering up for these FBI folks. We're going to have give me the actual chat unredacted. We have it now. Listen to this. Elvis Chan, who censored me, you, and everybody else on the internet who told the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. Elvis Chan writes, actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? Keep in mind, at the time, Chan for the FBI is telling Facebook, Twitter, which is owned by Jack Dorsey, and all the other media outlets, no, it's Russian disinformation. Their laptop's not real, right? Internally, what is Chan saying? Actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? Elvis Chan asks FBI analyst Peter Courtney at 5:28 p.m. on October 14th, 2020. Corruption? Campaign finance? And then Courtney replies, close hold. In other words, don't tell anyone. It's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
Oh, crap, Chan writes back. And then, okay, it ends here. What does that mean? Chan then goes to Facebook. He goes to Twitter. He gets the New York Post censored. He gets Trump's spokeswoman, Kayleigh McEnany's account locked down. He gets tens of other posts removed, and he gets thousands of other accounts removed or locked down. Knowing the whole time, we know this now, thanks to Grassley last week. This is new. Senator Grassley, thank you, Senator Grassley. No, Kash Patel, we're not going to redact things. The whole time, Elvis Chan was censoring everyone. They knew not only was the laptop real, but on it, the contents of it, lay Hunter Biden's money laundering crimes, which I've been saying for years.
Yes,
it's obvious,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So it wasn't just this was an embarrassment. There were some nude people on there and some prostitution, some drugs. No, it was that he was money laundering. The FBI was investigating him and they knew damn well that laptop was real. Okay, now let's back fully out of here. Keeping where I started this segment in mind, Hunter Biden ran the White House with three other people for the last 4 years. Jake Tapper, take it up with CNN. Not a conspiracy anymore. It's in his book. Headline. FBI agents who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 must not get away with it.
But they will.
But they will. Why? Statute of limitations coming up. That's what she's warning. Now, the good news is Elvis Chan, we don't know if he's been fired, but it was reported about a month ago by the New York Post again that he has not accessed his accounts at the FBI. So it seems like he's been at least cut off.
So we don't know if Elvis has left the building.
We don't know, but we know he's not active duty anymore. Let's put it that way. So that's good. Not good enough, says Miranda Devine. Okay, let's look at the FBI and your news that you just did, Lee, earlier, just a few minutes ago. Okay, so what is going on here? Well, Bongino and Kash Patel have announced three investigations. When I saw the headline, I went, awesome. Okay, here we go. Wait, what? We're looking at cocaine and Hunter Biden? I mean, it's interesting. It's scintillating, but I don't really care. No, I want Crossfire Hurricane. I want this. This is what I want. No. We're going to investigate who leaked the Roe v. Wade decision.
Yeah.
Again, that's not illegal. Interesting. That person ought to be fired. Don't care. Don't. Not given how many other things we need to look into. And the pipe bomb one, which we really do need to look into. Because the FBI is covering for whoever did that. They know. And by the way, Chris Swecker this morning, former FBI special agent in charge over the Charlotte division, I know him very well, said this morning, like, they can find that if they want. He said it on Fox News. So do that one. And I think they're covering for it. There's going to be an FBI connection. With that pipe bomb, there is. It's going to be somebody they were handling, somebody they, you know, was a source of theirs, something like that. There's an FBI connection there, guarantee it. And that's why they're covering up for it, or a DOJ connection, or a Biden-Hunter Biden connection. But Hunter Biden's about to get away with it, and the FBI is busy going after a cocaine baggie. Figures. Sad. Really, really sad. What, y'all aren't going to do any other investigations? No, we're busy. We're, yeah, it's public corruption. No, 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 no. And Miranda Devine gets it. So think about this, to put it together. The FBI, Lee, this is stunning, covered up Hunter Biden's crimes, covered up the laptop because it documented Hunter Biden's crimes, lied about it, quashed a money laundering investigation because Hunter laundered Joe's bribes for him, and put Hunter Biden in charge so he could run America, along with three other people and Jill Biden, for 4 years. What a story. I couldn't write this. This is a novel. No one even would believe it. And right now, Bongino and Kash Patel, I'm sorry to say, letting him get away with it all. Miranda Devine's right.